Hello, my name is Shaniqua. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I've just got a question about getting the vaccine, and I don't know if this is a question that y'all are able to answer or not. If somebody has actually had the virus, actually had COVID, and what the recommendation waiting period before getting the vaccine is.
Okay, well, if you actually had COVID, because I didn't have this question, like, I didn't have this question
well,
a lot.
my parents, they had COVID in January, and then they asked their doctor if they should get the vaccine, and the doctor said yes. And they ended up getting the vaccine, the first dose of the Moderna vaccine, about 2 weeks after their symptoms ended. And my mom had what we've heard is typical symptoms after the first vaccine that most people get after the second vaccine. So we're trying to determine, do they need to get the second vaccine? Is it going to be really rough on them getting the second one if they got the first one too soon?
Got to make sure that, you know, once you get their first one. If you had COVID, let me go back to the link that I was reading it on before.
Okay.
Because I know if you had it, you have to make sure that when you have to have another negative COVID test, then before you get that first one. I'm finding the link that I was actually reading it on.
I don't know if they were tested again or not. I know that they were, you know, I don't think they were having symptoms anymore, and it had been, you know, probably a month from when they first got the virus. So I don't think they actually got tested again, though, to get another negative test. But
okay, I'm looking for it now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me see. I just seen it. Come back. Come back. Okay. Now you don't want to come back. Okay, this, I guess I got to go back to where I was. Okay.
That's all right. Take your time.
Okay, yes. If they are, they said they already had COVID, and they supposed to be made sure that they supposed to be went back, got another test, made sure that test was negative before they went and got it.
So you're saying if they got a negative COVID test, then that's generally what they need to do before they get the first vaccine.
Yes, like since they already had COVID,
yeah.
And you know you're supposed to quarantine for your 14 days. After the 14
right.
days, they supposed to went back and got tested to make sure that they really didn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And if you know they didn't have it, they had the okay to get their first vaccine.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they went back and got another test to get a negative test, but based on their symptoms, I would bet that they had gotten over it. My biggest question, I guess, is, are you supposed, if you've gotten a negative COVID test, is that all that really matters before you get the vaccine, or do you need to wait 90 days or some amount of time before you get the, is there a recommendation to wait a certain amount before you get the vaccine?
No, because once
Maybe
you
there's
get that
not. I know
negative,
that.
yes, once you
Okay.
get that negative test, you have the okay to get it. And then once you get
Okay.
that first vaccine, you have to wait the 28 days to get the second vaccine.
Yeah, right. Well, I know that when you go on different sign-up sites to try to get in line to get the vaccine, there some of them will ask you if you had COVID in the last 90 days, or some of them will say if you had COVID in this amount of time. So I just guess I kind of look at that and think they're saying that you shouldn't be getting the vaccine if you've had it in the last 90 days, but maybe that's not really why they're asking that question. Maybe they're just saying, well, if you have had it in the last 90 days, then we're going to tell you you need to get another COVID test and get a negative COVID test. Maybe that's the reason they're asking that. But I just looked at it and thought, yeah, my parents messed up getting the vaccine, and it hasn't been 90 days. That maybe they, because she had a kind of a, not a severe reaction, just, high fever and, some typical flu-like symptoms that, which is what I'm normally hearing people say that they have after the second one. Then I'm like, well, man, how bad is the second one going to be when they get that? I mean, should they get the second one now that since she had more symptoms after the first one than most people have? Is that a bad sign about getting the second? And I'm like, if they've had actual COVID and they've had the first dose of the vaccine, that maybe they've got the antibodies and they don't need the second dose. But I don't know. I don't want to give them bad advice. So I want to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Yes, sir.
But
It's 'cause it does. It says that it takes a few weeks for the body to get used to the vaccination. So that's probably what it is.
yeah. Well,
So
I'll
it
ask her
still
doctor
says
one more
that.
time and just make sure. Like I said, her doctor said, yeah, you need to get it. But I'm like, maybe he didn't mean right away. Maybe he meant you eventually need to get it. And you just heard him the way you wanted to hear it. And you went and got in line and got the vaccine. You should have waited a little bit. But anyway, I didn't know if there was definitely a rule of thumb saying you needed to wait a certain amount of time between having COVID and getting the vaccine. And it doesn't sound like there is. It's just a matter of making sure you're negative and you don't have it. You don't want to have COVID and get the vaccine.
Yes,
And
sir.
which I don't think was a problem. I don't think they had it anymore. But so anyway, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.